USA Radio News.
Day three of the partial government shutdown continues, and the debate over funding President Trump's border wall continues. Negotiations between the White House and top Democrats continue, but the earliest possibility for a vote looks to be Thursday, when the Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News this all falls right back on Nancy Pelosi's plate.
Well, this is, without any question, a Pelosi problem. There's no question that her speakership seems to be in balance against border security. That's a problem that they're going to have to solve on the Democrat side. Some would say that it gets easier after that problem is resolved on January the 3rd. The truth of the matter is we should not have that conversation whatsoever.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, as it was an abbreviated trading day, not so hot, as the Dow lost 653 points to fall to 21,792. The NASDAQ also lost, as did the S&P. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Consumer Reports has listed some retailers with the best and worst return policies. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Consumer Reports has listed Nordstrom with one of the best, with no receipts required, no time limits, and no original tags needed. L.L. Bean is another one listed that gives consumers up to 1 year to return an item. Forever 21 is among the stores that are tough for returning items, with a policy that returns must be made within 30 days to get an exchange or refund. One survey found one-third of Christmas shoppers consider a store's return policy as an important factor for consumers.
The weather on your Christmas Eve and Christmas Day will bring rain and mountain snow to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. Meanwhile, Texas and Oklahoma are just going to see some rain. Parts of the Northeast can expect 1 to 3 inches of snow. Meanwhile, the Great Lakes region of the country will be dry. And safe travels if you are heading anywhere on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't give up.
Struggle.
Right?
Every day.
Every day. Every day, all year, for the rest of their lives. And so I thought, okay, I met with her, and I said, you know what, this loss was not for nothing. I'm going to turn it into something. And I asked her to believe with me, and that's what we have today.
She continues on why this cause is so important to her.
I want them to know that America has not forgotten. I want to give our youth, our high schoolers, our university students, young families, an opportunity to know their stories and take part in something, giving back to these families,
all right,
too.
Liette also said that FedEx is helping with the shipping costs, and if you're interested, please check out believewithme.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.